Travis Live. That was not on my bingo card today, baby. He killed the guy. I mean, I just killed the guy, man.
Showing up.
Called the cops and waited for him to get there. That's what he did. Yeah, but he out, though.
Boy, that escalated quick.
And that turned. That reminds me.
He started with peeing on his foot, Fred, trying to cure his
ass. I'm telling you,
man.
Yeah, a lot of things would happen. Hell, he killed a guy. Damn. Yeah,
damn sure
the
did.
The hell we get there?
Uh-huh.
Hey, it reminds me, man. That just turned so dark. I was at a trunk or treat, and I put him out there. The old Gaines is sitting there talking. I said, man, can you believe, man? We're up against this Halloween next week. We're up against the holiday season, man. Thanksgiving's coming, Christmas. She said, man, you're not kidding, man. It's Thanksgiving, it's Christmas, then it's New Year's, then we have to sit down and realize that we didn't achieve any of the goals that we achieved, and then we're just completely depressed going into the next year.
Whoa.
I said, damn, Kelly, I was just thinking about the
holiday season.
Good Lord.
Oh, my God. Hey,
her husband turned around, looked at her, and said, damn.
Is it that bad?
She said, yeah, Christmas and God, then you get to New Year's and start thinking, damn, I didn't accomplish any of my goals that I set for 2024. And I just said, doggone it, man.
Yeah, boy, this is starting that run for me. November, December, January, February. It's expensive.
Oh, I love it.
Expensive 4 months for me. We got Granny's birthday coming up here first week of November.
Mm.
Lowe's birthday is the 15th.
I hate to tell you.
Lainey was born on the 2nd. December.
That's my birday. That's right. I forgot. Me and my daughter got the same birthday.
Know. Yeah. Yep. Got a Christmas obviously in there. Then my birthday, and I got an anniversary in there. We got Valentine's Day in there, and Liv was born in February.
Yeah, you took it to February. You got several.
I'm telling you, it's November, December, January, February. That quarter right there of the year. Woo.
Yep. Mine's December. All my kids were born from December to March.
Hmm.
Yeah, you're in that run. But January to March, excuse me, in that run. But it should be fun. We're getting closer and closer to the Christmas movie season, baby. Get home, go watch Home Alone, Home Alone 2, Christmas Vacation. Can't wait, baby. Getting close. Think about the good things. All right, there are some good things. One, the Houston Texans look to go to 7-2 tomorrow as primetime action, the only game that is in town and on TV. You will have it. You will be in New York Halloween night, Thanksgiving, and there is some news and notes. You can join the show. You know you can. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, hello. How you doing? Those of you on the 5-Hour Energy Fan text line, you can text in 713-572-4610 and hang out with us as well. But I want to get the latest news. The injury report is out, and they already have designations. And, Clint, there are 4 guys that are declared out of this game already. Azeez Alshire, who returned to practice yesterday with that knee, did not practice. What is this, Tyler? Is this 3 straight games that Azeez has missed?
I believe that is correct. Yes,
I believe
sir.
Now 3 straight games from Azeez Alshire. He is out for this game. Then Jarrett Patterson, no real surprise there with the concussion. He is still in protocol. He is out for this game. And then Damian Pierce, who returned the last couple of weeks, had a big return. You talked about it earlier this week, how big a return that was to kick off the game. He is out with a groin issue, and that's after he missed 3 or 4 games already this season with a hamstring issue. Now he is out with a groin issue. And then Jimmy Ward, who practiced yesterday just like Azeez Alshire, Jimmy Ward with that groin, he's going to miss another game. That's about 4 for him that he has missed with that groin. So 4 out and 2 on defense, 2 on offense. Alshire and Jimmy Ward on defense, and then Jarrett Patterson and Damian Pierce out. Kalen Bullock is full and no designation. Kamari Lassiter full, no designation, as well as Henry Toa, who has missed the last 2 games with a concussion. So he should be back to play tomorrow, Clint. But there was some hope with Ward and Alshire that they would be able to go since they practiced yesterday, but that obviously is not happening.
Yeah, look, the positive here is what's big for the Texans. Kalen Bullock dodging a bullet of him being limited or not being able to go with Jimmy Ward already out. He's good. Kamari Lassiter, obviously coming off of injury last week, playing the entire game. Had that little bit of a shoulder issue, but Monday, Tuesday was full, although Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday being full, this is all walkthrough stuff because of the short week. But those two guys right there on the defensive side of the football, along with Henry Toa Toa being full all week long, no limit, no nothing, no limit soldier, no limit, no nothing for Henry Toa Toa. That the defense is getting Toa Toa back, along with week two of Devin White right there at that linebacker position. So things looking up on the defensive side of the football, that's for sure.
In honor of what Clint had to say there, those of you on YouTube and Twitch and the 5-hour energy fan hotline, you can text in your favorite member of No Limit. Who is your favorite member of No Limit? Mystical was serious business
without
there.
Without a doubt.
We got a little trouble.
You get the first run ahead. Sick and tired of being sick and tired.
For some
you got
reason,
a problem with me getting high? What can you do, Tyler? You don't even know.
As I step back now as I'm older, as I step back now as I'm older, for some reason that Charger to the Game Silk the Shocker album was something that really got it, but he is not a great MC now that I've gotten older. But boy, Fing was nice too. Mia X Strong. So there's a lot of members there. Your favorite member of No Limit. All right, Clint. As you sit there, man, there's some things to watch out for. Henry Toa Toa, that's good. You feel good about your linebackers. Devin White, who was added last week, played a lot. That slides Jake Hansen back to special teams and the place in the way that he needs to go. And we'll see what happens the rest of the way. Obviously, there are some questions with the injuries and the poor play, but we'll look at that moving forward. All right, Clint. I think this is a good thought that you had here, and I think the people can obviously jump in and add their 2 cents to it. 8 games in, it's crazy, Clint. 8 games in, this team is 6-2. Atop the AFC South by, it says 2 games, but really it's 3 games with the sweep of the Indianapolis Colts. You got a firm idea what this team's identity is, especially offensively? You got a firm identity?
I don't know what their identity is. When you look at what they do well and then what they choose to do, if you look at where they struggle and the fact that they choose to ignore those struggles and they still choose to put C.J. Stroud in harm's way early on multiple times, I don't know what the identity is. But I know.
Did you ever think you'd
No. I damn sure didn't think I would have to ask that question at this point in time in the season and it'd be flip-flop from what I thought it would be. I thought at this point in the season the identity of this football team, and I was asking for it. Hey, this C.J. Stroud-centric football team. Hey, you got 2 tackles that are highest paid tackles in the game. Let's snap the football, protect C.J. Stroud, and let him spin around the park. You got a 5-headed monster. You got all these skill guys that are supposed to be elite. He's supposed to be one of the best receiving cores in the league. Let's let these guys eat. Well, we've played 8 games this year, and I am in the exact opposite spot. Now, it's pretty obvious with no Nico, no Steph Diggs, this week what you need to do. Now, I say that, and I still am not sure what Bobby Slowick and D'Amico Ryans are going to decide to do offensively. I believe that last week would have been a perfect time for you to come out of the chutes and establish the run, and everything plays off of the run, but they came out and they threw it 12 of the first 16 snaps. As you said, when Kenyon Green went back in there after the touchdown that Jared Patterson was in there on that drive, Kenyon Green goes back in. What did he do? Threw it 10 of 15 snaps, something like that. So he had 26 attempts at halftime, and he had gotten – he benched an offensive lineman. CJ had been hit several times. And so I thought last week would be a really, really great time for them to kind of shift a little bit in terms of what they know they do well.